dictation for Eldon, E-L-D-O-N, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, December 1373. Address as a letter to Dr. Kissondial, K-I-S-S-O-O-N-D-I-A-L, 775-4682. Dear Dr. Kissondial, a follow-up for Mr. Lewis, diabetic nephropathy, renal failure, advanced proteinuria. Last visit, November 2021. No hospital visits. In my understanding, because of hypertension, headaches, a CAT scan, brain has been done, question of silent, a prior stroke without any symptoms, off and on nausea, vomiting, probably every 3 or 4 days for the last 1 year or longer, no reported bleeding or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. Presently, no gross edema, claudication symptoms, denies chest pain, palpitations, denies dyspnea, smokes marijuana but no cigarettes, no oxygen, no gross orthopnea, PND, has multiple tattoos, piercing on the ears but no focal deficit, other review system is negative, medication list review. I want to highlight blood pressure medicine, hydralazine, clonidine, metoprolol, lisinopril, Lasix. Remains on insulin pump. He is type 1 insulin dependent. Next paragraph, blood pressure runs high, 182-109. No localized valvulitis, no respiratory distress, no pericardial rap. No palpable lymph nodes, no gross JBD, no abdominal distension ascites, I don't see major edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, chemistries, December, creatinine 2.5, appears to be baseline. GFR 28 is stage 4. Low sodium 135, high potassium 5.3, normal acid base, low albumin 2.7, corrected calcium, normal side, minor increased phosphorus 4.7, elevated PTH 113, 3 plus of protein, 1 plus of blood in the urine, protein creatinine ratio large, probably nephrotic range. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. Next number, insulin dependent diabetes. Next number, nephrotic range proteinuria with low albumin nephrotic syndrome, likely from diabetes. Next number, severe hypertension. With negative workup for hormonal abnormalities, next paragraph, comments, we discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure, he has an experience from father which did have very poor quality of life, He has not made a decision if he will ever do dialysis or not. I educated him that there has been many advances, including people doing dialysis at home, peritoneal dialysis, home hemodialysis. We are going to do the smart class for dialysis on the next few days. We discuss a potential kidney pancreas transplants, given that he's insulin dependent diabetes. He's choosing University of Michigan. We will make a referral. We start dialysis based on symptoms for a GFR less than 15 that he is not. He already is on maximal doses of lisinopril. We have a space to increase on hydralazine and potentially on clonidine. I will keep the same diuretics. He does not appear to be in pulmonary edema. He will do chemistries in a regular basis, monitor low sodium and high potassium, monitor secondary hyperparathyroidism, no need for phosphorus binders, no need for bicarbonate replacement. Come back on the next 3 to 4 months, end of dictation,